This is Isheshi Talks with Ategbe.
What is next after Ifa initiation? After Ifa initiation, I think the next thing is the practice of the worship of Ifa. But in most cases, most people are always misled. They will tell them the next thing is to start doing or the series of Ebo, the series of Akushi, and like various things. But the most important thing is to learn and understand the worship of Ifa itself and start having faith in Ifa. Like building up your faith and challenging it towards Ifa itself. You know, this is the next thing. Because when we check from my own point of view, after I did my final session, I started doing different Ebo, doing different Akushi, things will happen. But no, it just does not work like that. Ifa would not go and bring money from where it's sitting, but it will guide you through the journey of reaching that stage where you attain success. This is what it does. Like, it guides you through the process. Because looking at my own story, immediately I finish and find my part in filmmaking, I traveled abroad. I went to study film and video technology in Cape Peninsula University of Technology, Cape Town, South Africa. So the journey of even getting my admission, like, it was like a miracle to me. Because during the process, I always had faith. Like, I always call on Ifa and Oludumare that this journey, like, I can't do it alone. Like, I need you to stand by me, you know. So I think it's not really about the Ebo. It's more about the connecting with that your best Odu. Like, connecting with it and always synergizing with it. Like, when you wake up in the morning, you call on it, you call on your Uri, you call on, like, this, like, I think this is the most important thing. Some people just go do Ifa initiation and drop the Ifa icon at the Ifa icon at the Babalawo's place or Yalawo's place. They don't even, like, they just call him, I want to do one, but things are not working for me. No, you have to have a connection. Like, there has to be a connection, there has to be a synergy, because the icon they are giving to you is the bridge between you and it's the bridge between you and Oludumare. Like, that is like the icon for you to communicate with the Igbarumole, and them taking that communication to Oludumare Agbotun. So this is these are important things we as Ifa initiates must understand, that it is not magic, it's a process, and we need to follow this process. We live in a world where everybody just wants any little thing they affiliate it with spiritual problem, and most of this situation are not really spiritual problem. It just needs reasoning. Like, you just need to use logic and it will be fine. So I'm not that person that believe in doing a boy every week, doing a boy every month. I mean, do you want to kill all the chicken in the you want to finish all the chicken on head because you want to do a boy? No, like, I think a boy is just one part of it, and it's not even the main part, it's not the major part, it's like just one aspect of it. The other part is, like, you know, the process, you know, the worship, the devotion. Devotion is the right word. The other part is the devotion process. You have to be devoted, you know, you have to be devoted so you can synergize with it and receive that, you know, that spiritual energy that will uplift your faith, and, you know, work with your worry to make those things manifest, like, to, you know, to call an issue, so it should allow you to bring, like, those greatness that has been affiliated with you from Odion into manifestation in Ile Aye. So this is how I personally think. It's just my own opinion. You might have your own opinion of how it should go, but this is just my own opinion of how I think it should be, and this is how I personally have been doing it. Like, I've been doing it for over 10 to 11 years now. This is how I have been doing it till I got to this point where I'm sitting in front of the mic doing a podcast to you. So because like I if you had watched my introduction, I think I said it at some point that when I finished my secondary school, I didn't know what next to do. Like one of my friends asked me, I said I don't know, like I don't even know. Like after my IFA decision, that was when I realized that I want to send a message to the world. And the medium at which I want to use to send this message should be me learning the art of filmmaking, you know. So like it was like a building blocks for me. So till I got to that point where I'm like I was fully devoted. It didn't happen like all of, like overnight. Like now I got to the point now I'm devoted. When before I started this podcast, I went to my FireCon, like I did my Juba, you know. I prayed, you know. So I think it's very important we put all these things into consideration, because the devotion of Ifa is much more important than of Ebo is part of it. I'm not saying we should put Ebo offering of Ebo and Itu to one side. I'm just saying the devotion is really important. Like this is what help us build this bond between us and the icon itself, because the icon is like a bridge between, you know, the earth where we are and the other side. This is what like connect us to the Irumole and allow them listen to whatever we are saying, because whether we like it or not, there's no magic. Whatever we want, we have to communicate to the Irumole, and they will take that communication to the tables of Oludumare Agotun, where Ashe will be put on it. And once the Ashe has been put on it, to come down back to Ishulalu, who would bring that Ashe back to Ileaiye and take you through the process of manifestation. Ishulalu is something I'll talk about in some other episodes, but right now, because Ishulalu is quite complex, so it's not something like I need to like get myself ready before I talk about it. So thank you guys. I'll see you guys on the next one. Be real.